Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim, Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. We're about to begin the fifth topic of Parsha Shmini. Zoi Zachayu Asher Otoichlu Mekol HaBe'imu Asher Al HaOretz. These are the animals that you're allowed to eat. Med Aliyah of Shishi, Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Aleph. Vayidaber Adonai El Moshe Vel Aharon Lemoir Aleihem Daberu El Bnei Yisrael Lemoir Zoi Zachayu Asher Otoichlu Mekol HaBe'imu Asher Al HaOretz. Although the simple reading of the pasuk would sound like that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon, Rashi tells us Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell it over to Aharon, to tell it over to Elazar and Isamar, and then all three of them, Aharon and Elazar and Isamar, should tell Bnei Israel the following: these are the animals that you're allowed to eat. Says Rashi, El Moshe ve'el Aharon, Le Moshe Omar, Shiyoyim ala Aharon. As Rashi told us at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, that the Yud Gimel Meyutim throughout the Torah that tell us that even though it says Moshe and Aaron, it means Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron. Leimor Aleihem, Shiyoimal Elozo Leisomo. Moshe told Aaron to tell Elozo Veisomo. Oy Eino Elo Leimor Leisrael. Maybe the Aleihem in Posuk Aleph means that Aaron should tell Bnei Israel. Says Rashi, there can't be. Keshehu Oimer in the very next Posuk. Dabru el Bnei Israel, Arei Dibur Omor le Bnei Israel. Homani Mekayim Lemur Aleihem, who is that Aleihem? Lebonov, Elozo Leisomo. Dabru el Bnei Israel, Es Kulom Hishvo Lio Yishluchim Bedibur Ze. Both Aaron, Elozo and Isomo, all together, say it over to Am Yisrael. Why? Lefishehu Shvu Bedimimo, Vekiblu Aleihem, Es Gziras Hamokoy Me Ahavo. All three of them, Aaron, Elozo and Isomo, or Mekabel the Din Shomayim Be'ahavo, when their sons and brothers, Nodav and Avihu, died, they were Mekabel it Be'ahavo. Although above it says, Vayidoim Aharon, Aaron was quiet, now we see that really all three of them were quiet and Mekabel the Din Be'ahavo. Zois Hachayo. Rashi is bothered by a question. The pasuk simply could have simply said, Zois Hashel Toichlu Mekol HaBe'imu. What is the word Chayo doing over there? Darshan's Rashi, Zois HaChayo Loshen Chayim, besides for the simple pshat, meaning an animal, al derech hadrash, it means Chayim, life. Referring to the pasuk in Parshas Vayis Chanan that says about Am Yisrael, Ve'atem adveikim b'shem Elokeichem, Chayim kulchem ayoyim. Whoever clings to Hashem will live an eternal life. Lefi she'Yisrael dvukim b'mokoyim, ure'uim liyos chayim, the right to live an eternal life. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them from Tumah and commanded them to do mitzvahs. The goyim have no limitations what they can eat. The medrash over there says, gives a moshel. A doctor visits two sick people, and one of them he tells, you can eat and drink whatever you want, no limitations. And the other one, he gives him limitations. This you could eat, this you can't eat. And someone asked the doctor, what's the difference? And the doctor answered, the first one was going to die anyways. There's no hope for him. Might as well let him enjoy life. Mashen Kane, the second one, there's a good chance for him to live. So too, Am Yisrael, which are intended to live an eternal life. In order to get to that eternal life, that Madveki Mashem Elokechem Chaim, that's why there's limitations what we could eat. Says Rashi, Zois Hachayo. Whenever the Torah uses the word Zois or Ze, it means Moshe Rabbeinu is pointing to something. Show and tell. He's showing animal by animal. Zois toichlu, vezois loy toichlu. Same thing later on in the parasha by sea creatures. Es Ze toichlu mikol ha'shabamoyim. He showed them the sea creatures. This you could eat, and this don't eat. Later on in Pasuk Yud Gimel, there's Eile Teshak Tumin Oif. Eile also means he showed it to them. Later on in Pasuk Chof Tes, v'ze lochem atome. This he's showing them. Zois Achayu Asher Toichlu Mikol HaBehemo Asher Al HaOretz. These are the Chayois that you could eat from the behemois. In English, they're both called animals. But Loshon HaKodesh, we differentiate between a domesticated animal, that's called a behemo, versus a non-domesticated animal, that's called a chayo. That is usually the division. But over here, the Pasuk tells you, Zoyis achayo asho toichlu, from the behemos. The teachers, melamed shabehema bichlal chayo, sometimes, for instance, in our Pasuk, the behema is included in the chayo. Chayo doesn't only have to mean non-domesticated animals. In this Pasuk, it means all animals, and a behema is a subcategory of the general category of chayos. Because regarding which animals we're allowed to eat and not, there is no differentiation between a domesticated animal, which is a cow, sheep, or goat, and non-domesticated animals, for instance, a deer, a gazelle, an ibex, a giraffe, all of them have the same simonim which allow us to eat them. Pozu gimel koil mafreses palso veshois haas shensa perosois malas geroba beimo oiso toicheilu. The words mafreses and palso, although they sound like they come from the same root, they're completely different words. The word parso, the second word, means a hoof. Mafreses means split. Any animal that has its hooves split, but not stama split, shisa shesa perosois, its hooves are completely split. There are some animals that it's partially split on the top, but not all the way to the bottom. For instance, a camel. But that's not good enough. It has to be completely split from top to bottom. And another simen, ma'alas geiro babehemo. The word geiro means a cud. The way the animals eat, they have four stomachs. They eat the grass, they chew it, and then it goes into the first stomach, and then to the second stomach. But then the animal brings it back up to its mouth, and it chews it again. That's called its chewing, its cud. The cud is the digested food that went into through the first two stomachs, goes back to its mouth, chews it again, and then it goes the express route through the first two stomachs onto the third and fourth stomach to complete the digestion. If the animal has both those signs, namely completely split hooves and it chews its cud, only those animals may you eat. Says Rashi, mafreses kedargumoi stiko, split. Palso is planto, which means a hoof. From top to bottom, in two nails, literally, because the hooves is made out of a nail-like material. Kitargumoi umatlefon tilfin. Sheyesh sheparso yiseos duko is milamalo, veinon shesuo is umuvdolis legamre. There are some types of animals, for instance, a camel, that it's split on the top, but not totally all the way to the bottom. Shemilamato mechuboris, on the bottom they're connected. Ma'alas geiro, a second sign. Ma'alo umekio, hoichel mime'eho, it brings up and sort of throws up the food from its intestines. Umachazeras oiselo tichpiho, brings it to its mouth. Lekotcho yulotoch nehodek, to chew it again and make it even more digested, more fine. Geiro kachshmoi, that's the name of the word for the food that's partially digested. Rashi is trying to find another root where we connect its word to. Kamayim anegorim, which means that water that flows, pours. So to over here, sho ningrar acharape, it flows back into the mouth. V'targumoi, Targum translates this word geiro, pishro. Why? Shal dei hagoro. Through this process of chewing its cud, the food becomes like melted in its mouth because it's going through so many digestive processes. So two pshotim in how the word geiro means cud, either from the root of kamayim anegorim, to flow, or Targum says pishro, to melt. Babehemo. This word is completely extra. We darshin lehati res hashlil hanimtzo bemei imoy. If you find an embryo in the mother's stomach, when you shecht the mother and you open it up and there's an embryo over there, that embryo does not need shechita. It's mutter as part of the mother. It's what Chazal referred to as a ben pekuo. Oiso toichelu, make a diuk v'loy behema tmeo. Only these animals you could eat, and do not eat non-kosher animals. Throughout the parsha, the word tmeo make sure not to confuse it with the eighth topic coming up. There, Tumah v'Tahara is what we're used to from Seder Taharos. Tmeya sometimes can mean not kosher. That's what it means over here. Fret Rashi v'aloi ba'zohi. The very next pasuk Dalit, says explicitly, Achezeh loy soichalu. The following animals you may not eat. So why does the Torah have to tell me, Oisoh toichelu, and I make a diik v'aloi behema tmeya? And Fret Rashi, elolah v'aloi be'esei v'aloi sesei, to make the avera more chomer. If I only had the next pasuk loy soichalu, it would be a simple loy sesei, which you get malchus for. Comes along this pasuk and adds on an asei. There are two types of an asei. We have the simple asei, which means put on tefillin, put on tzitzis, and then we have this type of an asei, which is called an isur asei. There's no mitzvah to eat kosher animals. The Torah is telling you in a due form what it wants you not to do. Oisoh teichelu, and not a behema tmeya. It has a status of an asei, but it's really telling you what not to do, and therefore the avera becomes more chomer. It's a lois asei and an isur asei. In the next four psukim, the Torah is going to give us four types of animals that have one simon, and the Torah says that's not good enough. It has to have two simonim. Posuk dalet aches ze lo yisoichelu mimalei hageiro umimafrisei haparso. Es hagomol ki ma'ale geiro hu ufarso inenu mafris tomehu lochem. The following list of animals you may not eat, even though they have one of two simonim. Some of them, the first three, are ma'ale geiro, they chew its cud, and the last one is going to be mafrisei haparso, it has a split hoof, but being that it doesn't have both, you're not allowed to eat it. And here's the examples. The gomol, the camel, it's a male geiro, it chews its cud, but ufalso inenu mafris, its hooves are not split completely. As I mentioned before, they are partially split, but it's not completely split, and therefore tomei ulochem, the word tomei in this context means it's not kosher. Ves ha-shofon ki male geiro hu ufalso lo yafris tomei hu lochem. A hyrax, similarly, is male geiro, it chews its cud, but its hooves are not split, and therefore, tomei ulochem, it's also a not kosher animal. Ve'es ho'arneves ki ma'alas geiro hi ufarso lo yifriso tomei ohi lochem. And a hare, otherwise known as a rabbit, it is also male geiro, it chews its cud, but its hooves are not split, and therefore that also is a not kosher animal. And the last on the list, but here we reversed. The chazir is going to have split hooves, but it doesn't chew its cud. Bez ha-chazir ki mafriz palso hu ve-shoysa palso v'hu geiro lo yigor tomei hu lochem. A pig, it's mafriz palso, and not only that, it's shoysa-shesa palso. Its hooves are completely split, but it's not male geiro, and therefore it's not a kosher animal. And from the above mentioned animals, and surely animals that don't have any of the simonim, you may not eat their meat, and you may not touch their dead bodies. Their dead bodies are metame. Although that's not really directly our topic right now. Now we're talking about isuri achilo, and Tumah we're going to talk about in the eighth topic, starting Pasuk Chof Dalid. Nevertheless, the Torah throws it in over here that you may not become Tomei to their dead bodies. And Rashi will tell us, what is this talking about? We're not familiar. Where is there an issue to become Tomei? Tomei is a fact. If you're Tomei, there are certain things you can't do. But why would there be an issue to become Tomei? Rashi will explain. Tmeim heim lochem. This word Tmeim is including both types of Tumah. The mibisorom loisechelu type of tumor, namely it's not a kosher animal, and uvenivlosom loisigo type of tumor, the tumor of a tara that we're familiar with. Says Rashi, mibisorom loisechelu, in the elo elu, these four animals, shal behemot tmeo shelo shum simen taro minain, other animals that have no simen, how do I know there's an isher to eat? Amret kalvochoy meruma, elu shiesh loim ktsas simonitaro. Nevertheless, asurois, surely if it has no simonei taro, surely it will be also. Mi besorom al besorom be'azoro, only their meat, their flesh, is there an isur loisa say to eat, v'loy al atzomois v'gidin v'karnaim v'tlofaim. On the bones, and on the sinews, on the horns, and on the hooves, there is no isur loisa say, they won't get malchus. Nevertheless, it's included in the isur asay that Rashi told us in Posuk Gimel. Oiso toichelu, and not the behemot meal. There's no loisa say, because it's not bisorom, but there is an isur asay. Uvenivlosom loisigo, yochoil yumuz yisoyel muzorim amagan avelo. If you take the simple reading of this pasuk, it would sound like a Yisrael is also to become Tomei. But that's not true. Talmud lo yimar, a pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Emor ala kehani b'nei Aaron le'nefesh lo yitama ba'amor. The only type of people that we find that they're also to become Tomei are kehanim. Kehanim muzhorim ve'in Yisrael muzhorim. And even they, kehanim, there's no issue for them to become Tomei to a nevela. Over there, it's only an issue to become Tomei to a dead human being. Says Rashi, Oma Tumas Meis HaChamur Lo Yihir Zirbo Elo Kehanim. Tumas Meis is more Chomer than Tumas Nevela. And even that, only Kehanim are Osir, and Yisraelim are Mutter. Tumas Nevela, that even a Kohen is Mutter too. Lo Kol Shekein, that Yisrael should be Mutter to be Metamer to a Nevela. So if that's the case, matamud loymal loisigo. What does the Torah mean by telling me, do not touch their nevela, do not become Tomei? There is no such iser. And v'trashi boregel, it's referring to an yom tif. An yom tif, there's a mitzvah of aliyah loregel, and when you're aliyah loregel, you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and you have to eat kodshim. There is an iser to become Tomei. Zehu shomru, chayev odom letayr atzme boregel. And this is what Chazal tell us, that there's a chiyuv to become tomei, to become tohor on Yom Tif, and surely not to become tomei, in order that you should enter the Beis HaMikdash and eat kodshim. Ad kan the fifth topic of Parsha Shmini, zo yisachayu asher toichlu mekol habayim asher al haoretz, what are the animals that we're allowed to eat?